And this is Montana Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Edward O'Brien with Montana Morning News. 6 months after Governor Steve Bullock signed Montana's compromise plan to expand Medicaid, the White House has formally accepted the plan. Bullock made the announcement yesterday in Helena.
I am pleased to stand before you today to say that for over 70,000 Montanans, the wait is finally over.
Backers of Medicaid expansion say it will help up to 70,000 Montanans, but a legislative analysis says that number is probably closer to 45,000. Those are people who previously were unable to get Medicaid and have incomes from zero to about $16,000 a year. Montana's expansion bill barely got through the state legislature, as a handful of Republicans sided with every Democratic lawmaker to pass a compromise measure. It asked the federal government for a couple of tweaks to allow a private company to administer the program and to charge some new Medicaid recipients premiums.
We're the first state in the country to use a private third-party administrator. We had some challenging conversations in helping CMS understand this model. They also had some concerns about the hardship that the plan's cost-sharing requirements could create for people with very low incomes. Frankly, I've always shared some of those concerns.
The feds okayed those cost-sharing requirements, including premiums, which are capped at 5% of a family's income. And the premiums only apply to people who make more than the federal poverty level of about $12,000 a year for a single person. Montana is now the 30th state plus the District of Columbia to expand its Medicaid program. The new benefits start January 1st. The Missoula County Attorney is asking police to further investigate felony burglary allegations against 5 University of Montana students, including 3 football players. Kirsten Pabst said yesterday that all 5 have been released on bond and their court appearance delayed. Pabst says the initial investigation did not provide enough information for her office to determine if felony charges were appropriate. Officials haven't released any information about what led to the arrests early Sunday of players Kendrick Van Akron, Joseph Counts, and John Schmang, along with Courtney Reap and McLean Tomlinson. UM Athletic Director Ken Haslam said Sunday all 3 players were suspended from the team indefinitely per the Student Athlete Code of Conduct. Eric Tabor with UM Sports Information said the player's status hadn't changed as of yesterday. An Amber Alert has been issued for a missing 14-year-old girl from Havre. Aaliyah Gray was last seen at about 4 yesterday afternoon. She sent messages to her biological non-custodial mother stating she was going to walk to meet her in North Dakota. Aaliyah said she was running away on foot, and if that's the case, she's believed to be in danger due to cold and snowy weather. Aaliyah is a Native American girl who stands about 5 feet 5 inches tall, 135 pounds, and has brown eyes and black hair. She was last seen wearing jeans and a black sweatshirt with the word Native printed on the front of it. Her hair is pulled to the right side, and she's wearing black glasses. Anyone with information about Aaliyah Gray's whereabouts is asked to contact the Havre Police Department at 265-4361. After waiting 7 years for a decision, the company behind the proposed Keystone XL pipeline from Canada to Texas has asked the U.S. State Department to suspend its review of the project. The move comes as the Obama administration increasingly appears likely to reject the pipeline permit application before leaving office. The pipeline would be built from Canada through Montana, South Dakota, and Nebraska, where it would connect with existing pipelines to carry crude oil to refineries along the Texas Gulf Coast. The first large-scale exercise in a huge bomber training area over the Northern Plains is scheduled for early next month. Officials at Ellsworth Air Force Base in South Dakota say the exercise is scheduled for December 2nd and 3rd in the 35,000-square-mile Powder River Training Complex over the Dakotas, Montana, and Wyoming. The Air Force says non-military aircraft should avoid areas where the military planes will be flying. The head of the U.S. Forest Service now says he believes that all oil and gas leases in the Badger 2 Medicine area of the Lewis and Clark National Forest should be canceled. Corin Cates Carney reports.
On Friday, Agriculture Secretary Thomas Vilsack sent a letter to the Interior Secretary Sally Jewell, urging her to cancel the 18 remaining leases on the Forest Service land that's sacred to the Blackfeet people. His recommendation was heavily influenced by the findings of the Federal Advisory Council on Historic Preservation, which visited the Blackfeet Nation this summer. The council said drilling in the Badgetou Medicine could damage the tribe's ability to practice their religious and cultural traditions. Tim Presso of Earth Justice is encouraged by the Secretary of Agriculture's recommendation.
But at the end of the day, only one entity gets to make the decision, and that's the Interior Department. And it created this situation when it issued the leases, despite the protests of so many people back in the 1980s, and it issued a drilling permit over the protests of so many people in the 1990s. Now that decision is kind of coming home to roost.
One of the companies that owns oil and gas leases in the Badgetou Medicine is suing to get a yes or no on drilling, some 3 decades after it was awarded the lease. A federal judge has ordered the Interior Department to decide by November 23rd. I'm Corin Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio.
Authorities have identified a man who was shot to death in a Billings neighborhood last week. The Yellowstone County Coroner's Office tells the Billings Gazette that 42-year-old Sean Paul Ulrey died of multiple gunshot wounds. Police responded to reports of gunfire at a home at 3:15 in the morning on Thursday. Officers found the victim and a suspect at the scene, but no arrests had been made as of yesterday. The shooting continues to be investigated. Thanks for listening. For Montana Public Radio, I'm Edward O'Brien.